Blog Talk Radio.
United States of America. I am Greg Squirrel. This is the Greg Squirrel Show coming to you live from the Palatial Cherokee Entertainment Studios. The phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. Feel free to call on in if there is something you want to talk about tonight. Hey, the phone lines are open. We got the chat room, it's up and running, so if you want to come in the chat room and speak your mind, hey, you're more than welcome to do that too. And it's almost a fun day. I mean, still a little bit on the chilly side, and I know that, yeah, we're in the middle of winter, or supposedly in the middle of winter, but you would think that, if it's going to be winter, then let's get it cold and let's bring on the snow. That's all I'm going to say about that. To me, snow and winter mean snow. Don't know how you feel. I don't know if it should be a federal law or something that it's going to be cold. That it just needs to be snow on the ground. So we got a lot of great things to talk about. Got a lot of stuff. We're pulling off the headlines for you. So let's try not to waste too much more time and just jump right into it. Here's what we pulled off the news line so far for tonight, and so let's get it on with it. Here we go. Bruce Arians, offensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts, has accepted the head coaching job for Arizona. So he's going to be taking his game to the desert and see what they can bring up out there. So once again, Bruce Arians, offensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts, has accepted the head coaching job for Arizona. More downfall in the doping scandal. Lance Armstrong has been stripped of his Olympic bronze medal by the IOC. So I really don't know what to say. I feel he should be punished for what he did. But, you know, I got to give him an applause for stepping up and taking it on. I mean, so I'm kind of torn on that issue. All I can say is I hope for the best for Lance Armstrong, that he accepts the punishment that's handed out, he learns from it, and moves on. In other news, in the Humana Partnership golf tournament taking place out in California, Roberto Castro, Jason Cockrock, and James Hunt, I hope that's how I pronounce that name, Cockrock, they're in a three-way tie for first place. They are at 9-under. Go to Abu Dhabi in the HSBC, I think is what it's called, that tournament they're playing in. Justin Rose and James Donaldson are tied for the lead at 5-under. Yes, I will admit, ladies and gentlemen, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning watching golf on TV. Go ahead and pipe in right now. Greg, you don't have a life. Why are you watching golf at 4 a.m. in the morning? Because I want to see how Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are doing. Tiger Woods is tied for 32 at even par. Rory McIlroy is tied for 83rd at 3 over. So their second round is going to get started here within the next couple of hours. It's right now it's probably early morning at Abu Dhabi, so everybody's just starting to wake up, getting ready for the second round. College basketball. We had a top 10 game in college basketball tonight. Number 5 Michigan defeated number 9 Minnesota 83-75. So, I mean, that's that guy. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the Razorback fans, they are still buzzing over that Razorback game last night, Arkansas and Auburn, 88-80, double overtime. And I'm sorry, but Mr. Chubbs cannot get a break. My poll last night was, would you let your daughter marry into a family if you knew your future son-in-law last name was going to be Chubbs? And out of the 5 people that voted, all 5 said no. So that's what that. I hear my security alarm go off. We've got some kind of noise going on outside the studio. Houston Nutt, former Arkansas Razorback head coach, former Ole Miss Rebel head coach, has applied for a position on the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff. So, We're going to see where that goes. But like I say, once again, Houston Nutt has applied for a position on the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff. All I can say is Jerry Jones, I know he's an Arkansas boy. I know you guys go back away. But please, no. Please, anybody but Houston Nutt. Please. I'll take John L. Smith over Houston. No, wait a minute. I did not just say that. But anyway, that's going to be the poll question tonight. And you can answer if you want to call in at 347-326-9073. You can answer the poll. You can answer our question tonight on there. If you want to send me a message on Facebook, send it to my personal page, Gregory Squirrel. You can answer that, or you can go on to chat room on Blog Talk Radio, and you can answer it on there. Houston Nutt, yes or no, job on the Dallas coaching staff. Plain, easy, simple. So feel free to go on there and answer that question. In other news, let's see, I only got a few more subjects that I wanted to hit on. Arkansas Lady Razorbacks lose to Georgia tonight, 53-57. The guys, they'll be back in action Saturday night as they travel to Ole Miss. So, once again, Arkansas Lady Razorbacks lose to Georgia, and the Boy Hogs will be on their way to Oxford, Mississippi to take on the Ole Miss Rebels Saturday night. Or actually it's Saturday afternoon. That's a 12:30 start, I believe that game is. So if you're a Hog fan, you can probably find that on your TV. I know it's going to be on one of the channels. I believe it's ABC is going to be broadcasting that game. So there's your chance to pay attention to that. Razorbacks actually looked good last night. I mean, you can tell they're coming together. You can tell the Hogs are coming together. They were a little bit more, my opinion, and like I'm always saying, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. But the Hogs looked a little more up-tempo, and it looks like they're starting to get the flow of Mike Anderson's offense. And that can only spell gloom and doom for other teams in the SEC. Well, and if the Hogs get that thing going, look out. That's all I can say is look out. Michael W. Smith, one of the assistant coaches at Kansas State, has signed on to Coach B's coaching staff, wide receivers coach here at Arkansas. So everything I've found out about this guy, Michael Smith from Kansas State, he's an excellent recruiter, and so he's very good at finding the players he wants and then going out and getting them. Hold on. Hangnail. Ow. I hate having a hangnail. All right. So anyway, so right now that's everything I have on staff for tonight. Bellator, they're on Spike TV tonight. So if you're sitting around the house, don't have anything going on, and you want to check out some MMA, check out Bellator. They're on Spike TV. I believe this was their first TV broadcast. So all I can tell you is go on there, check them out, give the guys a chance, and see what you think. Once again, I've been pimping it all week, and I'm going to pimp it again tonight, and I'm going to pimp it again tomorrow night, Saturday. Springfield, Missouri, at the Howard Johnson Event Center. Uncivil War MMA presents Uncivil War 10 Bad Vibes, featuring the Ozark Ultimate Warrior. Eight men in the, I forget what weight division Eric said. I'm scatterbrained. I should have wrote it down. But they're going to be doing battle starting on this show. And they're going to end this thing up around May or June, and they're going to crown the Ozark Ultimate Warrior. So, as always, I'm excited about being a part of that. I'm going to be at that event. And then coming up in February, I'm going to be going to Mexico, Missouri, with High Foot Combat Sports, Mr. Armel Nunnally. He's the owner of that promotion, and I'm going to be making my debut with High Foot Combat Sports. So I'm looking forward to being a part of that event. So let's go to the phone lines. Let's see what's going on. It says I have a caller, but it just says 111-111-1111. I have no idea what caller ID is up to. So who's on the phone line with us tonight?
Hello?
Hello.
Calling
can you hear me? Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about this. This is Terrence.
Terrence?
Yeah.
How are you tonight, Terrence?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. What's on your mind? Why are you calling into the Greg Squirrel Show tonight?
I've been reading on this Facebook thing of my son's. Thing I've been seeing is Scott Russell and Mike Martinez mouthing a lot.
Right, yeah, those guys, Scott Russell and Mike Martinez, they're associated with Extreme Fighting. That's who they fight for and have a lot of stuff to do with down in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And I've had dealings with both these guys. Personally, to me, they seem like great guys, but for some reason, these two just do not like each other. And I'm not trying to tell the promotions how to run their shows, but I've always been a firm believer that if you got two guys that don't like each other, why don't you put them in the ring and let them settle it up?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think they should let them fight, even if it's winner take all or something.
Well, I was even talking to Scott one time, and I even told to Scott, and this is my brainwaves, because these are my brainwaves thinking. I told Scott that if I ever came across the money to put on a show, I would sign that fight in a heartbeat, with the stipulation that it's winner take all. The loser of that fight cannot fight in Fort Smith, Arkansas for a year.
Yeah. Well,
so,
I seen that on there, and I seen something about Freeman fighting pro. Is he going pro or something?
I have not talked to Scott lately, due to the, you know, due to the fact that everything I got going on, I have not had a chance to talk to Scott lately. So I will get a hold of him and find out where his thought process is on that, and just see where he's going with that.
Yeah.
So,
I think I've seen he's fighting a very Kilpatrick.
Right.
You heard of him any? I've seen Dustin fight before. He's got some knockout power.
Yeah, I've only seen Barry Kilpatrick. I've only seen him fight one or two times, but the few times I have seen him fight, I've been very impressed with him. He's got some great potential, and so it's, you know, it's just, as always, it's just a matter of getting with the coach that knows how to utilize his abilities and know where he needs to be trained. So, I see good stuff coming out of Barry. Once again, I think that's going to be another good fight when those two do meet up in the ring. And I know they're talking to Tony Burrow, the owner of Extreme Fighting Inc. down there at Fort Smith. So I know they're wanting to fight. It's just a matter of the promoter saying when.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking at on there.
Yeah, are you gonna be at that Extreme Fighting the next show, or
I'm talking to Tony. You know, we've had a little disagreement in the past. That's why I haven't been at the last couple of shows. But you know, I am reaching out to Tony, trying to work things out to where I can come back to Extreme Fighting. I know he's already committed to a ring announcer. I'm not sure who, but I know he does have another ring announcer coming in for the March event. But hopefully, if we can get things worked out, I will be coming back after the March event.
Yeah. Who all do you have as contenders for that 145 belt as Dustin goes pro?
I would just have to see, to be quite honest, because the last 145 event, or the last event I did at Fort Smith, was with Tribal Promotions, and as you know, at one time there was three different promotions running Fort Smith: Tribal Promotions, Champions of the Cage, XFI, and then there was another promotion, Hit 'Em Hard, and so they had all the fighters kind of spreading themselves between all the different promotions. Well, now that it's only XFI left in Fort Smith, I just got to find out who's still in the working with them, fighting on their shows, and then at that time I could probably give you a little better answer. I don't want to go off naming off names.
Well, I mean,
not knowing
just out of your personally, who do you think your top five fighters are for 45, I guess, or 35, 45?
Well, like I said, I honestly can't answer that. I'll be dead with you because I don't have that paperwork here in front of me on the 145s. Fighting with that promotion. If I had my information and I had been to the last couple of shows, I could give a better educated answer. But since I haven't been in the Fort Smith fight scene for a while, I just really cannot answer. And so that's about as dead honest as I can be about that situation. That's why I'm wanting to get back in the Fort Smith fight scene, because I've made a lot of friends with the fighters down there, and I have great respect for those fighters. I got great respect for the Burrows, and I want to come home, you know. So hopefully, like I say, things will get worked out, and I can get back in on the scene, and I can, you know, because I keep track. You know, I have my cards that I write the information down on every fight, and then I bring that information home, And at one time, I had a big stack of cards somewhere. And they had, and we, since we have moved to studios and everything, those cards have come up missing. If I had those cards, I could give you a better answer about the 145s, because those cards are from every show that I've announced, and I can kind of accumulate something up real quick and give you an answer. But since I don't have those cards, you know, it's hard for me to say. But I do, so, you know, that's really just the best I could say. I'm not going to try to name off some names. It wouldn't be fair to the fighters, and it wouldn't be fair to my listeners, naming off names without really knowing for sure who still is fighting down there and who isn't fighting down there. Because I can name off some names, but they would probably be names who haven't fought in a year down at Fort Smith.
Yeah.
So you kind of see where I'm coming from on that?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I went down to a few gyms a couple times. Went down to that Ronin gym.
Yeah, Team Ronin.
Yeah, I did some gung fu, and I went down to the River Valley, and they were all right. Then I went to did some jiu-jitsu at that Omega gym.
Right.
Yeah, and then they had a pretty good little gym going there. James Bond and them there, and Mark Smith. Are they still there? I haven't been up there in a while.
I do not know if James Bond is still has his gym, because James is now working with the Athletic Commission. So, unfortunately, in that situation, due to conflict of interest and everything, it cannot be associated with the Athletic Commission and still be an active manager or trainer. So I believe that's how the rule reads. But I know there is a rule in the Athletic Commission about conflict of interest, being able to manage, train, and serve on the Athletic Commission. I can definitely find out for you, and I can possibly have that information for you on the show next week. I will check into that.
Yeah.
And I can, but the last I heard that James had gotten out of the train, James Bond, good guy. He's definitely one of the top trainers I would recommend. If somebody came to me and said, hey, you know, I'm interested in getting into MMA, who would you recommend? If James was still training fighters, he would definitely be one of the top ones that I would recommend. I mean, there's a lot of great schools. There's a Spike 22 Academy, a Team Ronin, Redneck Fight Club, and then of course James with, I believe it was Team Elite, I believe is what they called their fight team.
Yeah. When I was there, they had a couple good wrestlers. Hugh Short and Nika, big old grown guy.
Yeah, Nico Calistasis.
Yeah,
I believe that's who you're talking about.
Yeah, and they had this other kid out. He was Chinese or something. Tracy or something.
Tracy is a Kazakizia. Trace Kazia, Nico Calistasis, and Justin Short, I believe, is the other guy. They call him Justin Juice Short. I believe that's the other guy you were talking about.
Yeah, he's a bald guy or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah. Like I say, they got James has some great fighters, so I don't know if somebody else has taken over the trading issue. I can find out. Like I say, I'll be glad to find out that information about what happened with that team, if somebody else is taking over the actual training part. But what I do know is James Bond is now working with the athletic commission, and so he had to step away from the actual training himself. So I don't know if he still has the school, but I know I got people that I can call, I can find out for you, and we can go from there. And I will make a note of it right here, and I will have that on the show next week.
Okay. I seen that Nika guy fight a couple times. He's pretty salty. Looked like he knew what he was doing in the wrestling department.
Oh yeah, Nico Kaliostasis. Oh, he's a great guy too. Inside the ring, he's one of them guys.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I you said that, not me. But Nico Kaliostasis. He's one of those guys. Outside the cage, he'd give you the shirt off his back. But once he gets inside that cage and they lock the door, he only has one way to go, and that's forward. And if you're unfortunate to be in the cage with him that particular night, I'm saying prayers for you right now, because Nico's that good. I would not be surprised if he chooses to go that way. I would not be surprised to see Nico hook up with Bellator or somewhere down the road with UFC. I think he's got that much potential.
Yeah,
because the fights I've seen Nico fight, I mean, those were not slouches. And yet, Nico went through them like a hot knife through butter.
Yeah.
So,
he's scary.
Yeah, he is. He is. I mean, he's just got that build. I mean, like I say, when he steps in the cage, he looks like he should be in UFC already. Now, whatever his mental state is, whether he just feels he's not ready to take it to that level yet, or if he's not had the opportunity to take it to that level. And that could be the situation right there. He just really hasn't had the opportunity, because, I mean, it's like I was talking with Eric Stevens up in Springfield, Missouri last night on the show. You get a lot of these fighters that come in and, you know, they immediately want to go after the big guys, and it's like, dude, you're not ready. You're not ready, dude. You try to step in the ring with one of them, with one of the big guys, you're going to get your clock cleaned and then get sent home crying to mama.
Yep.
So I think that might be the situation with Nico, is that he just really hasn't had the opportunity. The skills are there. Physically, he's there. The mindset is there. It's just he has not had the right exposure and the right opportunity to take it to that next level. But I see it coming.
Yeah. Yeah,
man. Well, man, I appreciate you calling in. We got about 90 seconds left on the show tonight. Once again, I appreciate you calling in, and I will get that information that we talked about, and I will have that on the show next week. And feel free to call back anytime. I enjoy talking to my listeners, and we just keep it going, man.
All right, I'll call you Monday.
All right, appreciate it, brother.
Have a good one.
Okay. So that's it, guys, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Nico Kaliostasis, that guy is freaky scary. I mean, and, you know, I haven't been to UFC in person, but I've seen it on TV, and I've met some guys that have fought for UFC, Matt Hughes, Brian Foster, just to name a few. And, I mean, Nico, I'm surprised Nico's not already in UFC or fighting on Bellator on TV or whoever, whatever big promotions are still left. But I do expect to see Nico up there soon. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to be in Lincoln, Arkansas tomorrow night, it's Lincoln Homecoming. We invite everybody out. Homecoming festivities start about 5:30. I'll be there. I believe they're going to have me on the internet broadcast. Lincoln Wolves have now started their internet broadcast, so I'll probably be working that tomorrow night, but I will be in the house. We'll be on the air at 10:30 tomorrow night. So make a note of that time change. We will be on the air at 10:30 for Friday night. And don't forget, 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, we're going to be doing a live 30-minute show from Springfield, Howard Johnson Event Center, and Civil War MMA, bringing you bad vibes. So you all have a safe evening. I'm going to go take my nap before my golf comes on, and I'll be up until 4 o'clock again. And I will see you all tomorrow night, 10:30, right here on The Greg Squirrel Show.